You're looking at the Cup Cam, and this is the news. Well, it is the news, according to me. Well, as you can see, I'm starting to figure this out. I have a Cup Cam now, so if you want to see the Cup Cam looks like this. That's the Cup Cam. This is the cup. So now you can see the infamous cup. I'm drinking from the cup. That's the Cup Cam. Now, I also have something else. We're so far advanced now. We have three cameras. We have the computer camera. We have two other small remote cameras. And I'll show you that one right now. This is the other remote camera. This is like a combination of the Mi camera with the Cup Camera kind of thing going on here. So that's what you've got. It's confusing. I'm totally confused. I don't know. I've got too many buttons to push now. I don't know what to do. I think I need to give this up. I can't do this anymore. The interesting thing I think that we have going on here right now. You probably want to know what's in my cup. I would assume, because that's really why you tuned in. That's why anybody listens to this program. Now, I'm recording this on Sunday evening. I'm probably going to be posting this. This will be Monday morning's show. So this is posted to run. I guess you could say that run on Monday morning. I don't know if the audio version will be out. Hopefully the audio version will be out as well. I did not have a chance to actually run the audio version to actually record while I was doing this. I was going to do that and didn't get it set up in time. So, and you know, I'm on a tight schedule here. So, as you can see, I'm still in a hotel in Appleton, Wisconsin. This is where I am for the next few days. I'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin. Near Green Bay, not too far from Green Bay, actually. The interesting thing about this situation, Wednesday night it's going to be like negative 14 degrees. That's the hopeful outlook. It might be colder than that. Be less than zero, less than nothing. I don't know how that works. You get zero, then you have absolute zero. This is zero. It's kind of like talking to a politician. This is zero, but then that's not really zero. This is absolute zero, and then it gets colder than that. So you have a temperature of nothing, and you have less than nothing. So it's taking temperature away from you. I guess that's the way that works. Temperature is a myth. It's a mystery to me. I don't know. I don't understand temperature. All I know is the lack of heat is cold. Cold is the lack of energy. I don't know how it all works. I just know the heater in my room. By the way, I have a heater cam. This is the heater cam. The heater's working. There you go. Heater's working. It's all you need. It's all on tight. Too many buttons, too many switches, too many bells. This show's getting out of control. That's all I can say. So all I'm hearing on the news right now is this March. Well, except for unless you're listening to MSNBC. If you listen to MSNBC, you'd never know that we're potentially marching off to war. Now, it's very conflicting in terms of what's going on right now. The situation seems to be a little bit strange. The thing that's confusing is that we have no one from the administration really saying that they're going to commit any troops. They just keep talking about sanctions. Well, if he makes a military move, physically kills people and moves into a country and takes it over, we're going to economically sanction him. We're going to have economic repercussions. Ooh, scary. This is a guy who's selling oil to Germany. And they're not talking about stopping buying their oil. Seems like that would be a big deal. They're just pumping oil in Germany and getting money for that. Ooh, they're scared. So, there's just, again, the political theater, the political rhetoric heightens to a level beyond belief when you start talking about world economics and world theater that we're looking at. And my understanding is, I just heard on the news this evening, I don't know if this is true or not, the rumor is that we're sending troops, actually, now to Ukraine. Now keep in mind, all of the flutter around Donald Trump and Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, and everything that was going on there with the investigation into what was happening with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in Ukraine. They tried to impeach Trump over what Trump tried to do to look into what was happening over there. And they made this out to be a big deal that he was trying to interfere somehow with all kinds of theater again. And it amazes me. So here we are now, all of a sudden, about a year into this presidency, and we're already beating the drum for war again. North Korea is launching missiles. Iran is pumping its flexing now again. Nuclear programs are picking back up again. There's all kinds of other issues that are happening. Money is flowing in places that it was being cut off before. And all of the things, and this more and more, you start to realize that all of the things that they promised us were going to happen under Trump are now happening again. All of the crimes that we were told that Trump was committing are crimes that they're committing. If you can't see the smokescreen and the political football, the rhetoric, all the stuff that's happening on this stage, then you're pretty much blind to what's happening, actually. So this is a strange mix of trying to, and the problem with the leftist mentality is that they literally catch themselves in their own traps occasionally. I mean, you can only weave webs of lies and webs so long before the web kind of catches you in it. People who try to live a lie in their life have a tendency to end up getting caught in their own web. And this typically, it's usually not a good experience for anybody around them, let alone themselves. So it's a very it's interesting to see this play out, how it's happening. Now they kind of know that they continue to spin the webs of lies beyond the lies that they're actually telling. So it continues on to some degree, and this is where it gets a little bit muddled up, and people kind of just lose track of, okay, what are they talking about? And where is this going? And it's just, they get so messed up in all the other clutter of all the other news. They just want to put gas in their car, make it to work, feed their families, live their lives. And people are wondering, why in the world are we going to war in Ukraine? So this keeps coming up. And I think the answer to this is because we got ourselves into this issue a long, long time ago. And the big problem is we made promises. We, after the Cold War, we were making promises that we would, if Ukraine decided to demilitarize and break away from the Soviet Union, that we would protect them as part of our deal with them. And so the NATO agreement, NATO is a kind of a conglomeration of all of the allied troops basically against Russia. They ended up going through this process of putting into place all these agreements where we'll protect you. They try to come after you, we'll protect you. Go ahead and break away from them, we'll protect you. So they did. And we did for a while. Now, the question, so we kind of became the world police there for a little while, which was kind of part of the problem. Being the world police in the situation that we're in, it's making it very difficult for, there's other microphones on here, I see now. I see I have other microphones here. Sorry to be distracted. You know me, I'm Mr. Distraction Man. And I just discovered more distractions for myself. How do I do this? There we go. Okay, that makes more sense right there. Now I can see more stuff that's going on. I wonder if I can put a compressor on there. Advanced audio properties. Where's my compressor? I don't see a compressor. Audio input capture. Let's go down with that a little bit. Seems like it's overbalancing a little bit. There's got to be a compressor somewhere, but it's, of course it's not on there, so don't worry about it. All right, so that's, yeah, it looks like, no, it could be clipping. And if the audio quality on this is not good, I apologize. It could very easily be clipping, and I'm sorry for that. Let me try to reduce the input a little bit there. That looks like it's bouncing around a little high there. If it's clipping, I apologize. Just don't listen to this video. Just turn it off. Sorry. I apologize. If it is working, then listen to it. Listen up and listen good. So we got ourselves into this mess a much long time ago, and it's kind of this archaic thing where we're still involved in this whole thing, and a lot of people are saying, well, what are we doing over there? Why are we sending out? There's reasons why we're doing it. There's a whole mess of agreements that we have with other countries and stuff that's going on. It's kind of a tricky gamut of stuff. And so here we are, stuck in this situation. And I think that part of the problem is that it's much like moving the embassy from, you know, to Jerusalem. Nobody's got the political will to do it. It just all falls into this whole political theater thing and everything else that stuff. So here we are, beating the drums for war again, rattling sabers, doing all kinds of things. Now, to me, what the administration is talking about, it sounds like they're not interested in getting into a physical confrontation. They're willing to let things go, but they're going to sanction them over this. Okay, so we get the entire country and all you're going to do is sanction us? That sounds like a good deal to me. And I don't know what the sanctions are. I don't think they're that potent at this point. I think Russia's in a pretty good place right now. But I know that they're struggling a little bit with some economic issues, but that's not, so are we. The interesting part of this whole thing is that there's never been much rhetoric from the administration about what we're going to do in terms of sending troops in. There's not been any talk about that. And yet, the question is, well, what else are we going to do? It's inevitable that there's going to be troops moving in, and this could be a very bloody bath, and it could escalate into something extremely bad. The fact that the Democrats were talking about how we're going to get into a war, Trump's going to lead us into a war, we're going to have a stock market crash, all these other things, all the things that didn't happen. They always say the opposite of what's going to happen. And now they're saying things are going to be fine and everything's going to be great, which means that's just going to be just the opposite. I'm learning more and more that 90% of what Biden says or the administration says, anything comes out of this White House and this media propaganda machine, is the opposite. Just if they say something, okay, we'll just plan on the opposite. That's probably what's going to happen. Or the opposite is true. So I think we're in a situation right now where we have to realize the ridiculousness of the situation. It is ridiculous at this point. So I just wanted to put this out there. You see, it was on my head, in my heart, just... We hear wars and rumors of wars. We know that that's the case. So how do we respond? How do we react to that? Seems to be a little bit of a difficult situation that we got ourselves into at the moment. So that's the problem, I guess, right now. If you want to call it a problem, it's the thing I think that's on a lot of people's minds. We really need to pay attention to what's going on around us. Don't let Ukraine become this issue that is so overwhelming that we don't remember all the other things that are going on in the country right now. It's almost as if they want this war thing to be a distraction. Not that war is a distraction. It's a pretty serious issue. Definitely has the credibility to say that it's a major news story. The problem is there's a lot of other news stories that are pretty major as well. They're going to get swept under the rug while this other stuff's going on. This is going to take focus, and while this is happening, what else are they doing behind the scenes? It's always the question to ask yourself. If the news narrative is this, what else are they doing behind the scenes if they're, watch this hand while this hand is coming up behind you and slapping your head? Let me give you a different view of that. See, this is, yeah, there you go. Now you can see me, you know, slapping you can't. So you didn't see me slapping you behind the head because you couldn't see that, because in this picture, you can't see what my hand's doing. This is when you can. So that's the advantage of having two cameras, especially in an audio thing. If you're just listening via audio, you're really, yeah. You missed out on the whole thing. The whole graphic I had there, the whole production number I just did, just missed out on the whole thing. So we have, that's pretty much all my show. I just don't have a real long show today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon. I will have another live show if all this goes well. What I'm going to be doing is probably getting a Wirecast. This seems to be working pretty well at the moment. I still don't have the ability to put video and tags and bumpers and all that stuff on here, which I'll be working on. Hopefully I get that worked out later in the day, and maybe I can even use OBS. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to be using a version of Wirecast, hopefully that will do it. But Wirecast is not as cheap as it used to be. Wirecast has gone up in price. However, it is extremely easy to use. I'm pretty happy with how it works. I just have not chosen to use it yet because of the expense. So I'm still trying to justify that part of it. I might give it a try and see how all that works. But I think it's going to work better than what works on here. And if it does, then that's going to be helpful. But tomorrow there will be, tomorrow afternoon for sure, there will be an audio show at the very least. That will be at least an hour long. And then, of course, this video will post. This is Sunday evening. This is January 23rd, I think, Sunday evening, January 23rd, Appleton, Wisconsin. It's right now, it's currently 10:48 Eastern time in the evening, p.m. And this will probably post tomorrow morning around 7 o'clock. I'll try to get the audio version of this somehow extracted from this video somehow. I spend all night doing that. So, once again, thanks for listening, and thanks for subscribing, sharing, downloading this podcast, and deleting it if you want to. I don't care. But sharing it, subscribing, commenting, anything that you can do. This will be posted on Rumble later today, and of course it'll be also on Apple to iTunes podcasts and whatever else that stuff is, Spotify, all that stuff will be out there. So I would invite you to tune in tomorrow, or today, if you're even listening to this, later today, Monday, and check out what's going on with the video, what's happening in the news. I'll try to give you a good update. Probably going to be later in the day, later in the afternoon, probably around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, that I'll actually be putting out the video, going live, probably between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern time, plan on going live. So the music's getting loud now, so I probably need to go. But let me give you one more little, view, I guess, of the cameras. So you got this one, and then you got this one, and you got this one. So, you know, good night, everybody. Have a great evening. Thanks for watching. God bless.